From KMXT in Kodiak, it's the Alaska Fisheries Report. I'm Terry Haynes.
The Alaska Fisheries Report is brought to you in part by Alaska Boats and Permits, marine broker for vessels, permits, and IFQs. For more information, call 1-907-235-4966 or online at alaskaboat.com.
The Alaska Fisheries Report is brought to you in part by the Alaska Marine Safety Education Association, providing U.S. Coast Guard-accepted, hands-on safety training for all of Alaska's fishermen and their families. AMSEA at amse.org or 907-747-3287.
The 40th annual Bristol Bay Fishtival celebration in Naknek brought together fisherfolk, residents, and visitors for a weekend of food, music, arts, and many other traditions. As KDLG's Corinne Smith reports, there was palpable excitement at the arrival of a historic wooden sailboat, which took a 300-mile journey from Homer to Naknek, harkening back to the history of sailboat fleets in Bristol Bay.
Crack 4 pounders made an awful din.
But with one fat ball, the Yank stove us in.
A crowd of about 50 people have gathered on a clear, cool morning to see the historic sailboat, the Libby McNeil Libby 76, launch for a morning of fishing in Naknek. The five-man crew who sailed the restored vessel from Homer sang the crowd a sea shanty before setting out on the water.
Alas, the barest privateer.
Let's go fishing!
Yeah!
The sailboat is a piece of Bristol Bay history. Before 1952, mariners fished the bay by sailboat. The double-ender is like one of thousands crewed by teams of two at the mercy of the wind and tides. A few hours later, the sailboat returns with a smiling crew and three fish caught by a handmade net by local Marcia Dale of the Watsituya Net Shop in Naknek. On board were local commercial fishermen, father and son Bill and Eric Hill.
Launched, it was beautiful, nice and warm. Then it started to rain again. But despite the weather, it was just a great time. It was a lot quieter. There's not so many moving parts. It's pretty simple.
His father, Bill Hill, says their family has been fishing since time immemorial, and going out in the sailboat was a connection to that past.
The elders talk about fishing in sailboats, and many of my family members, all of our family members, come from the fishing background, and so this is a part of the history that has been in our family, but that we've never had the chance to experience. So being able to jump on a sailboat and throw a little piece of net in the water and catch a couple fish, that was reliving a history we'd heard about, but it just is really nice to experience it.
The arrival of the sailboat coincides with a weekend of events for the 40th annual Bristol Bay Fishtival, a celebration of the fishing community and way of life organized by the Bristol Bay Borough Chamber of Commerce in Naknek. Larice Egley is the director of the Bristol Bay Historical Society and one of the organizers.
It's just a wonderful end-of-the-year celebration, and rather than festival, it's fishtival, because it's our salmon harvest and our fish that make our whole year go round.
The weekend of Fishtival is chock full of fish-themed events and activities around town, including a bazaar, art, kids' games like a fish toss, a pool tournament, and the Beargrass Music Festival with bands performing across venues around town.
So to be able to celebrate with the whole community, whether it's the local residents or our seasonal industry participants all together after a long season of working shoulder to shoulder, it's just a magical time to be able to celebrate.
Artist Kitty Sopo returned to Fishtival to showcase her latest artwork, classic Alaskan imagery on stickers, as well as pinup style female figures with a fish theme.
Honestly, out of all my shows across the state, this year, Fishtival has been my most successful, my most rewarding, and my most exhausting as well. And I think a lot of the fishermen can agree. Excuse me. The people who fish and the folks who work in the cannery can agree that it was a hard season, hard work, lots of exciting energy.
On Saturday, there's a parade down Naknek's Main Street, led by the fire engine and followed by cars decorated by local organizations, tribal governments, and businesses. There's a parading Grinch dressed in bright orange fishing gear with dozens of stickers across their body stating No Pebble Mine, a demonstration against the proposed mining project at the headwaters of Bristol Bay. The weekend also celebrated the dedication of the Diamond and N Cannery in South Naknek to the National Registry of Historic Places. Katie Ringsmith is the Alaska State Historian and the NN Cannery Historic Project Director, and says this is the first Bristol Bay cannery to receive national recognition.
Simply put, the Diamond NN Cannery is historically significant for its association with the Bristol Bay salmon commercial fishery, and also the 54 buildings which are still standing and how they continue to hold the stories of the underrepresented cannery workers who contributed to the industry.
Each season, there are more stories. And with a record harvest across Bristol Bay this season, people at Fishtival have a lot to celebrate. In Naknek, I'm Corinne Smith.